Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Getting ready for Thanksgiving Day usually involves preparing the foods we're planning to have, but perhaps more important is preparing our minds and hearts. This week, I'm sharing some Thanksgiving devotionals. This is entitled An Attitude of Thankfulness, written by Jim Burns. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. There is always a reason to be thankful. Notice that today's scripture doesn't say to be thankful for all things, but to be thankful in all things. Even in the most difficult of circumstances, you can find a reason for a thankful heart. I like the phrase that says, "I complained because I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet." No matter what your circumstances, I believe there is a reason to be thankful. Your situation may never change, but your attitude can change, and that will make all the difference in the world. Terry Fox was a Canadian distance runner who started a run from one side of Canada to the other. He ran at least 26 miles each day to raise money for cancer research. He was a cancer victim himself. He ran every mile on one leg, since his right leg had been amputated above the knee. Almost every day, a television announcer or radio newscaster would put a microphone in front of Terry and ask him how his run for cancer was going. Often exhausted and losing valuable strength, Terry would say, "I don't know about tomorrow, but God gave me another day to live, and I'm thankful for each day I'm alive." Well, Terry didn't finish his run across Canada because he died of the dreaded disease. Yet even to the end, he remained thankful for each day and considered each one God's gift to him. With an attitude of thankfulness, he made the most of a difficult situation. An Attitude of Thankfulness, a devotional written by Jim Burns. And now I would be remiss if I did not give thanks to those who have sent gifts of thanks for our ministry. All gifts are tax deductible, and more importantly, your gifts and prayers are what keep us on the air proclaiming the gospel message. We encourage you to write to us at WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. That's WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. Or you can make a gift online at our website, wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.